Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Woo! What a week! 7 days, my friend, since I've got to talk to you and listen to you and have fun with you, and it's good to be back in the Greasy Garage Studio. I, of course, as you know, this is Auto World. Thanks for coming along and sitting in the shotgun seat there with me in the Greasy Garage Studio today. Yes, we are in the Greasy Garage Studio, and I am sitting on my favorite little seat here called the Dodge Viper chair. It's getting a little bit worn out because I've been in it quite a few microphone hours, and that's what it's all about. It's for you, and thank you for coming aboard. I'm Mark Evans, your host, here on Auto World this week. Do I have a wrench in one hand? Yes, I do. We are not only going to fix some of your automobiles with your car questions, your truck questions, your, oh yeah, that snowmobile question, because tis the season. Well, my little wrench I have in my hand, it's a little crescent wrench, and it's, I don't know, it's about 4 inches long. It's got a pin on the other end of it. That's what, yes, the folks that come see me and just have to sign those documents, ha, they get to sign it with a crescent wrench. See, that's how Auto World is. It's everything automotive. For you first-time listeners, thank you for being here with me, coming into the Greasy Garage Studio with me, and we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have, in fact, today here on Auto World, I'm going to go down the road with you. Of course, with my hands on the microphone. 10 and 2 on the microphone. That's the steering wheel, of course, as you know, in radio. This is the microphone, but it's a pleasure to have you along. It's always a treat to bring along all our new listeners and great new affiliates joining the program and taking the program, and thank you. I want to do a salute out to each and every one of you. Wait a minute. Let me get my right hand up. See, I salute with my right hand. I salute all of you that have been calling your local radio stations and emailing them and all. You've sent me the emails to tell me this, and I want to thank you for that, for you telling me that you've been contacting your radio station and asking them to take more time here with Auto World. And I thank you. Again, I appreciate it. It gives me the goosebumps on my arm right now. I mean, that makes me feel good. It makes me happy, and that, because more the merrier here on Auto World. That's right. It is a big world out there, and there's a lot of automobiles, a lot of, you know, buzzing around, we might call it, in our hands on the steering wheel, 10 and 2, on the freeways or wherever you might be going, on the mountains like I did here, I believe, yeah, it was yesterday. I had 10 and 2, if you want to call it like that, on a snowmobile. Oh, yeah, Polaris 800, it's got a little bit of horsepower under the hood, why not? Put some nitrous on it, Mark. I did! What's nitrous? Just makes it go faster. See, when I'm not working on an automobile, or if I'm not answering questions, which I do all day long, on the telephone here at the Greasy Garage Studio, answering and helping the clients, the customers, and the friends, where I'm sitting at right now, live in Boise, Idaho, where the elevation is 2730, roughly, give or take, depends on if it's a high tide or low tide, here in Boise, Idaho, where I'm live. But I'm on the phone, and I'm answering questions and fixing and touching and tasting all those good things about your cars for over, well, 45 years now, plus, doing it. And so when I am done looking at your engine underneath your bonnet, folks, hood, if you're over here in the United States, which you are listening, thank you. Once I get done and I close the hood, that engine's working for me. That's right. That snowmobile engine, that dirt bike engine, oh yeah, that boat engine. The sound of an engine humming is sweet heaven for me. And when I hear a snowmobile engine humming underneath me, oh, it makes me feel good. It makes winter actually turn into a warm climate because you're sweating underneath the helmet. Woo! Man, that feels good, though. Take the helmet off and look at that beautiful scenery of the mountains here in Idaho. Good to do that and good to share that with you. So, if, first and foremost, you are the star of the show here at Auto World, Auto World is a syndicated automotive program. AW. Auto World is, of course, an interactive, informative, and all things automotive show, folks. And I know that you do have an Auto World in your life every day when you go to turn that key on, or as today's cars are. Honey, have you seen my key fob? Oh, yeah, the one that says Kia. Yeah. No, I haven't seen your key fob. You must have left it in the cup holder in the center of the car, where the, you know, where the shifter used to be. Uh-huh. See, so you just have the key fob in your pocket or in the center cup holder where you're putting your, I'll say it, your hot McDonald's coffee. Whoops, I just spilled on the key fob. See, I hear this a lot. But you push the button, and off you go, and you hear the hum of the engine. And yes, I know a lot of you have electric cars today. Guess what? They do hum. They're not as loud as the hum as I like, but they do hum. And Ford, they're making and are doing it. I don't know when the date is, but they're making a program to make the electric cars sound like a gas car. You know, internal combustion, burning combustion, ICE vehicle engine. ICE, internal combustion engine, is what that stands for. See, here in Auto World, we have a lot of fun, and today we're going to have a lot of fun with you, and sometimes I ask you to take a pen and pencil out and a paper and maybe write a few things down, and it's your choice. Please do. You never know when I might slip something in. So with that said, I have, well, yes, today he's joining me in the studio. Right next to me, he just is joining me to, he's hanging on, aren't you? Yes. Eddie, the engine emailer, is hanging on to the email bag where you send emails to me. And he actually is he's making sure right now, looking at me, nodding, yes, yes, yes. You are going to dip into the email bag, Mr. Evans, and read at least one email. Okay, I will. And I will, Eddie. Okay, don't get mad. Don't get your engine all fired up on me. All right, he's got flames coming out of his ears. It's a good thing he's only got two ears because there's a lot of big flames coming out of him. Oh, man, you're looking hot over there. What kind of hot sauce did you eat? He's shaking his head. No, okay. Anyway, I'm going to dig into the email bag. And with that said, the email address here at Auto World has been, for many, many years, Auto World Radio. One word. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Just send me an email. Whatever you'd like to talk about, let's talk about it. And, of course, this is an automotive show, but if you'd like to tell me what kind of shoestrings you have put into those tennis shoes, I would like to know. What color? Are the shoestrings in your tennis shoes the color of your favorite football team in your town? Maybe your basketball team? Soccer team? Do it! Come on, let's change it up. Put some colors in there. Like we do here in Auto World, we change it up and each and every hour. It's a three-hour program each and every week for you. Every hour is different. What that means, folks, is I'm here every hour. Of course, as you know, I've got my 10 and 2 position on the, looks like the microphone temperature right now is about 92 degrees, and it tends to get a little hotter on the third hour. But I'm here for you. You're here for me. Thank you. Today, if Eddie, the engine emailer, his job is not to only handle the emails here at Auto World, but to hand me the hubcap, please. Thank you. Oh, you polished it up. Awesome. So, the hubcap, folks, is the information that is coming to you for this next 3 hours of Auto World. So let's give you a little tease. And there goes Eddie the engine. Thanks for holding on to the email bag, and thanks for coming in the studio. Now get out! Oh, by the way, thanks for holding the hubcap. Whew. Thanks for polishing the thing. Usually this rusty old hubcap, 15-inch hubcap, you know, it's got sharp, they filed the sharp edge down. Hey, thanks, everybody. Everybody on the crew, of course, my PR director, Bobby Biesser. Was he involved in that, Eddie? Bobby Biesser, you filed up the fins on the hubcap. Thank you. Woo, that's good. So today, pulling out the first hour of the out of the hubcap, today here on Auto World, no brake lights? When's the last time you checked your brake lights? Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that because there's a recall about brake lights. Not only that, I'm going to take you down a little bit of, there's more to a brake light switch than what you think, folks. So we're going to give you a little bit of learning lesson and some true facts about the BLS, or should I call it the BS, brake light switch. Now, hope you got your listen on, because you're going to take a listen to this. That's right, here's the first hour of the 2024 Pick Me Up. Ho ho! That's just a little taste. When we come back from the first break, I got for you the best subcompact car right here on Auto World from the Greasy Garage Studio. Thanks for joining me.
We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Drop the top, baby. And let's cruise on into.
Oh, yeah, going down the freeway. Hey, hi, everyone. Got your listen on? Good. Good to have you along here on Auto World. That's what you're listening to right now. On our favorite radio station that you're on right now is one of our favorite stations, along with all our other Auto World affiliates. More to come, and that's what it's all about. I love helping each and every one of you, and there's a lot of us on the Auto World here on our planet, and there's a lot of automobile car questions, truck questions, rototiller questions in the summer. I actually get a lot of jet boat questions also on the email, and with that said, a little housekeeping here. I just want to make sure that all of you know how to get a hold of me, not only right here live from Boise, Idaho. Oh, yeah, Axelrod Alex. He's sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. Besides all of the other engineers sitting behind their mixer machine in all of our Auto World affiliate radio stations. 855-660-4261. That's right, that was a shout-out to all of you engineers. Good to have you along. 855, there's our horn. Woo! Shout-out horn is always fresh because of Axelrod Alex. He's got his axles all greased up, and he's rolling this bad boy. Woo! 855-660-4261. Email me, folks. Whenever your car, truck, if your axle throws a seal and starts leaking 90-weight oil all over the place on your brake, disc brake pads, in the rear, because you have disc brake pads, some of you might be driving an older car with brake shoes, you do not want 90-weight from your rear end going all over your disc brake pads. Auto World Radio at yahoo.com. And again, Facebook. Oh, yeah. I know some of you snuck over there and took a look at the photos we put up. Facebook address. My name and my face, Mark Evans. That's the address. Instagram account is Auto World Media, along with our AutoWorldMedia.com website. And don't forget this. This is stuff that you need to write down and make sure that you have it in front of you in case you... Now, what did he say his podcast was called? If you ever want to go back in time, and please do, each hour is different since 1992, folks. It's a lot of information. Google Auto World Podcast. You'll see me right on the top. Very proud of that. Don't have to hunt for us. Just Google Auto World Podcast and take and get your listen on all the time. So the first hour, we've got shared a little bit with you. Again, I've got 2022 best subcompact car coming your way. For the money, that is. You're going to find out which brand and which model. Now, I'm going to jump to the third hour. The third hour, we're going to Spain. Well, we were in Spain, yes, and you're going to hear, for the full hour, I interviewed Lewis Black, folks. What's this have to do with Auto World and you? Well, tungsten. Tungsten, yeah. What is it? You're going to find out on the third hour. Without tungsten, you would not be able to have a car or truck in your driveway. So with that said, on the third hour here, for the full hour, I interviewed Lewis Black. He is actually the top dog, period. The president, CEO, and the founder of El Monte Industries. El Monte Industries, folks, is an international raw materials development company that mines for that special sauce called tungsten. That's right. Special sauce is tungsten. Without it, you wouldn't have a vehicle. That's the third hour. Now let's go back up to the second hour. Oh, yeah. The second hour, first and foremost, I'm going to give you a little bit of trivia. Yeah. And, of course, maybe an email might slide in there because I ask you to do it, and you always have delivered for me. I have one thing here on the second hour. Got donuts? Yeah, go ahead and take a look at that. Oh, yeah. Big pile of donuts there on our Facebook page, Mark Evans, and our Instagram account. And I've got to remind you about going over to the Auto World Radio Facebook page. Got a big pile of donuts, folks. Oh, yeah. Got donuts? And I made a comment. I'll say it again right here now. We're going to talk a little bit about it on the second hour. The more you have of the donuts, the more they want you. They're looking for you, the chief donut maker. So see, if you want a part-time job, this is your job right here. What's that all about? Second hour, you got to wait. Second hour. First hour, Bo. First hour, you know, first and foremost, is all about you. You are the star of the show. That's why I'm here. So don't be bashful. Let's have you call in with use that cell phone as a microphone and say, hey, Mark, I got a noise. I got a smell. And as Mark has said here all the time, Mark, I went out like you said, and I used my hands to fill my items under the hood. Oh, you're giving your car a massage, are you? Yes, I did. Good, good, good. Because then you know if your heater hoses are soft, not firm like they're supposed to be. They're supposed to be firm, not soft. If they're soft, get them thrown away. How about radiator hoses? We still have them on your ICE type of vehicle, folks. You really do. You really do. So, you know, let's go out there and fill them and massage that car, and let's get that car happy. Get that grill to smile at you. So with that said, again, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Welcome your emails at all times and your phone call to me right here from in the Greasy Garage Studio, 855-660-4261. Okay, like I keep saying, take a listen to this. Got your ears on? You listening on? Yeah? Well, guess what? 2024 pick-me-up. We're going to need it, are we? Yeah. When 2024 comes around, we're going to need a pick-me-up. Chevrolet has introduced the all-electric 2024 Silverado. Uh-huh. Last year, Chevrolet teased all of us with a 400-mile range Silverado. Now it's here. The pickup was developed from the ground up, folks. It's a fully electric truck on General Motors' advanced EV platform. General Motors, they did hold true to its calm and the calm of the storm of the electric stuff. Their claim was true, and the truck has an expected, listen up, this truck, this Silverado, has an expected 400-mile range on a full charge. It puts out up to 664 horsepower, and with more than 780 pound-feet of torque, which gives it an estimated, yeah, I know, all of you have been wanting to know this, the 0 to 60 miles per hour. You've all asked that to me at all times. Well, here it is. Now, let's just back up the Auto World bus here. Beep, 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 beep. That's enough. You're going to hit something. Beep, beep. That's enough. You're going to hit something. Okay, backed up enough. I almost hit that Dodge Hellcat with this bus. Okay. So the 2024 all-electric General Motors truck with a full charge and it goes 400-mile range. Okay, fine. But I really want to know how fast this bad boy is. This is a full-size truck. The Silverado will have 10,000 pounds of maximum trailering with up to a 1,300 pound of payload. Okay, fine. It sounds like it's a big, massive thing. 0 to 60, Mark. What is it? 0 to 60 miles per... Oh, it's fast. 0 to 60 time of less than 4.5 seconds. Is this true? It is. 4.5 seconds for a four-door, full-size truck. Woo, yeah, let's go. Man, tow 10,000 pounds at 4.5 seconds? No, that's empty. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, no brake lights? Recall. So stay tuned. Call your neighbors, friends, because it's a recall that you need to know about. No brake lights. Oh, that would hurt if they hit me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russia claims it's not planning to invade Ukraine, but with nearly 150,000 troops on the border with Ukraine, people are wondering what their plan is. Republican Senator from Iowa Joni Ernst tells ABC's This Week the Biden administration is not curbing Russia.
So far with this administration, we have seen a doctrine of appeasement, and that certainly is not going to deter President Putin and Russia from invading Ukraine.
State Senator Chris Coons, a Democrat from Delaware, has this.
The very strongest sanctions, the sorts of sanctions that we use to bring Iran to the table, is something that we should hold out as a deterrent to prevent Putin from taking the last step of invading Ukraine.
Administration sources are confirming the State Department is now planning evacuations for diplomats. This is USA Radio News.
LifeCare provides valuable whole life insurance to cover final expenses such as medical bills, burial costs, and unpaid debt. A final expense insurance policy is fast, easy, affordable life insurance that's available to anyone between the ages of 50 and 80. No medical exams, no lengthy questionnaires, and no waiting period. The application process is quick and easy. You can even apply without having to undergo a medical examination. Just answer a few questions and we'll do the rest. With the average funeral cost skyrocketing to $11,000 and Social Security only paying $255, you need simple, affordable peace of mind for you and your whole family. Don't leave behind unpaid expenses, expenses that, if left unattended, will burden your family tremendously. Benefits include a guaranteed premium that will never increase, a guaranteed cash value, and a guaranteed death benefit that can never decrease. To find out how you can get final expense insurance with a guaranteed lifetime rate lock, call LifeCare at 800-916-3594, 800-916-3594, 800-916-3594.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Juice in it, it'll go faster and faster. Go ahead and throw some nitrous on that bad boy. All it is a little button underneath the go pedal, and when you push it all the way down, it gets pushed. Psst. Ow! Boy, you're going fast now, that nitrous. I do not recommend that to all the family cars, though. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. I've got oil in my veins, as you can tell. It's good to be here each and every week. Got the little crescent wrench here with a pin on the other end. That's my wrench. Got the microphone in front of me that's now 110 degrees. Oh, I got some hot breath happening here. Woo. Hey, thanks for being here, folks. No mask needed. Hope you got your steel-toed boots on, your safety glasses on, because I'm throwing sparks at you now. Woo. That's right. Real quick, before we go into the no brake light situation, I know you're thinking about that. Do I have brake lights on the back of my hot rod out there in the driveway or in the garage? I don't know. Let's go out and check them. Do that after the program, folks, and then come back for the second hour, because the second hour, well, guess what? The first production models are going to come out on the second hour, 001, all for charity. We're going to talk a little bit about that on the second hour. But I'm going to follow up with a little, take a listen to the 2024 pick-me-up. General Motors, of course, is coming out with that electric truck and all this, and that full-size four-door that goes 0 to 60 in, what, 4.8 seconds? I remember back in the day, the Corvette didn't even do that. Now we got full-size pickup trucks doing that. Well, General Motors, folks, is going to be investing $154 million. That's $154 million in the Western New York Lockport plant for production of electric motors, the motor components also. Just a mere $154 million for electric motors and some components. I think they're serious about electric, aren't they? Yep. Okay, it's time to figure out if you need brake lights, if you want brake lights, and do you even think you have brake lights? And more than anything, though, what makes brake lights work? I know, you're nodding your head. Oh, yeah, the first row here, they're nodding their head. Everybody else in the other five rows are saying, hey, we don't really care about it. You're going to care after I get done with you. Because you need brake lights. Yes, the bulbs are part of this equation in the brake lights. But brake lights today in your car, folks, and your trucks, and also your razors that you're paying a lot of money for, your side-by-sides, your UTVs. Hey, look at that. My dirt bike's got a brake light on it, too. Well, in your cars today, folks, the newer cars starting from, it was 2000. Oh, goodness, I think it was 1999. I had to go back into my file cabinet. That's telling you how old I'm getting. My file cabinet in my head here. I'm in the back file cabinet right now. It looks like 1999. When, in fact, they started doing things like this in automobiles. And what this is you can basically think that the brake light switch is more and could be a switch for every system that needs to know when the driver's foot is on the brake pedal. Brake lights, cruise, speed control, transmission shift interlock, ABS, that's anti-lock brake system, folks, and hill descent controls, are just some of the systems in your car that rely on an input from the brake light switch. And yes, the bulbs also are asking the brake light switch. The brake light switch typically includes a spring-loaded plunger or a lever. You could call it lever if you wanted, but let's say call it a lever. That is released when the driver's foot pushes on the brake pedal. Releasing the plunger usually connects the electrical terminals closest to the switch that turn on the brake lights while disconnecting other terminals opening the switch. It turns off the systems like cruise control turns the brake lights on. And as you know, when you hit the brake pedal, the cruise control goes off. For many years, the brake light switch seemed to lean towards adding more electrical, blade terminals or pins. The brake light switch had two terminals for the brake lights. That's the early cars, the old cars, as you know, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, etc. They got two more terminals for cruise control as they started putting cruise controls on cars. And got two more additional terminals for the transmission shift interlock. You know what that is. Some of you have had this problem. You've emailed me about it. That means when you hit the brake pedal, it has a switch up there on the console where your shift lever is, and it will not go, and it's in park. Mark, I can't get it in drive. Well, that transmission shift interlock, its brake pedal must be pushed to put the transmission in gear. That switch is bad, they say. Or is it the brake light switch? Computers came along and made it unnecessary for car manufacturers to turn the brake light switch into an expensive mechanism bustling with electrical terminals, folks. A simple, inexpensive switch could signal the computer that the brake pedal was being depressed, and then the computer could use that info to decide what other switches and/relays, folks, to activate to turn various systems on or off in your car. Many brake light switches on newer vehicles actually have fewer electrical terminals than the cars built during the prior century. So, with that said, when I get a call and they ask the greasy garage to fix, I have no brake lights, and I get down under there, the first thing you check, folks, is think simple, stupid, a fuse. But when I get under there and I throw out three vertebrae and I turn mine and twist my body and I look up in there and this brake light switch has got, 12 electrical wires coming out of it? Is that the reason these shops are charging more money to fix your car? Well, that's because the chiropractor's charging us more to get straightened back up. Vehicles with manual transmissions may have a separate cruise control release switch mounted, well, as you know, on the clutch pedal. So a lot of you don't have clutch pedals. We won't go there. But my whole point here is that the brake light switches got complicated big time. A brake light switch, like again, a switch for every system. I think they need to run a wire off the brake light switch to start the friggin' coffee maker in the back seat. Looks like all six rows agree with me. Yep, it could maybe do that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there's a lot to a brake light switch, and what I'm saying, I just want to kind of refresh everybody's memory before we get to the recall on the brake light switch, that get out there, folks, and walk around your vehicle and have, if you're single, you're the only one there, then fine. Ask your neighbor. Get acquainted with your neighbor. Hey, I'll check your brake lights if you check mine. How about turn signals? We talked last week about headlights. Walk around your car with all the stuff happening, and you'll find that one simple Auto World tip right here, right now on Auto World is that if some of you have emailed me on this, and since I'm talking brake lights, well, Mark, I've got a real dim brake light. The other one's fine looking, but the one on the left, Mark, is kind of dim. Let's talk Chevrolet real quick. Let me spin the wheel. Trailblazer, there it is. Ended up on Trailblazer. Trailblazers, along with a lot of other cars and SUVs, folks, that you're driving, the bulbs snap in to a circuit board. The circuit, once you get the plastic housing out of the body, without cracking it, you look and there's a circuit board where the bulb plugs in. The circuit board could be bad, causing a dim light. Thomas Edison, where are you when I need you? I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World right here on the Genesis Communications Network. We'll be right back.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Oh, yeah, that Lincoln. That Lincoln, our trunk on our 53, 54 Lincoln here, I still don't know what the year, doesn't really matter. It's black, it's been in the boneyard, junkyard, recycle yard for years. That's where your gifts are, folks, are in the trunk. Oh, that hot rod Lincoln. Used to be. Maybe one day we'll start that bad boy up and see if I can, you know, even with the top smashed. And our gift car, we call it. Yes, each and every one of you do get gifts here on Auto World. Absolutely, as I said in the past, and always will be in the future too. We have detailed gifts, of course, in for your, you know, detailing inside your car and outside your car, in case your cat or your dog or your child, whoops, didn't like the food that you pulled over and got up to the drive-in and it didn't quite want to. Well, let's just say the dog didn't like the treat from the hot dog stand, huh? We got some carpet odor eliminator. Eliminator. I like that word, eliminator. We get the stink right out of that carpet. So all of you get gifts whenever you email or call, of course. Now with that, it's time. Do you have, and I've given you enough time to call the neighbors, the relatives, next of kin, well, anybody, everybody you know, concerning this recall on brake lights? Okay, here it is. This is serious stuff. Think about that. I got you at the last segment. I got you walking around your car wondering if you have brake lights at work. Your turn signals aren't working and not working. And, well, do you even have taillights? Well, now, Ford recalling, folks. This is the start of the recall on brake lights. Once they start a recall, folks, and how does the recall work? What this is you, yourself, you go into the dealer. Because your neighbor next to you, when you're driving down the road, your neighbor's with the person next to you. Or behind you, your neighbor's, right? Yes, you are, because you're real close. That person that was behind you might have honked the horn. Might have pulled over next to you on that two-lane road and was waving you down, waving you down, waving you down, waving you down. And, you're putting the window down and yelling something at you. You're like, what? What? The donuts are fresh? No, the donuts will be fresh next hour. Anyway, your brake lights aren't on, so you drive to the dealer. The dealer then, they type it into the computer. What's your name, please? Da-da-da-da-da. What's your VIN number? Do you know that? No, we don't know it. Well, we'll get the VIN number and type it in. They do all that, and that goes off to the manufacturer. The manufacturer says, oh, no, we've got a brake light problem. So, again, I've given you enough time to get a pen and paper, pencil and paper, magic marker and paper. Ford recalling 200,000 vehicles due to malfunctioning, big word, brake lights. Ford recall affects certain cars, of course. Here's the years and the models, because we know the make is Ford. 2014, 2015 Fusions, 2014, 2015 Mustang, 2014, 2015 Lincoln MKZ owners, all, that's the models, okay? So we've got the Mustang, the Fusion, and the Lincoln MKZ that has a problem with. There's 200,000 of you right now that have this problem, and some of you that, I said 200,000 because that's what the report points out, that this started at 200,000. So if you, again, I just sent all of you that own the Lincoln MKZ and the Mustang and the Fusion on brake, I want you to go out and see if you got brake lights. 200,000 of you do not. Here's what happened here. It's a recall. So recall is another word for free. The dealer will fix them for free. Your local dealer where you're listening to me right now, our great Auto World affiliate radio station, knock to the dealer's door and say, hey, here's my VIN number, or let them look for the VIN number. Of course, they're, you know, underneath the windshield area. High temperatures and humidity can cause a rubber brake pedal part to, well, disintegrate, folks, and keep the light stuck on. This is what's going on with this brake light switch. Yep. This could confuse other drivers and increase the risk of a crash because your brake lights are on again, off again, and then off. They don't know when you're stopping because they see no lights, bright lights in front of them, so they just drive right into the back of you. We do not want this on Auto World. A related issue is that drivers with automatic transmission also can shift out of park without having their foot on the brake. To resolve the problem, dealers will replace the switch and clutch pedal bumpers. It's just bumpers. It's an easy fix. But as I stated in the earlier segment, the brake light switch does more than just the brakes. The brake bulb turn on. That's why I was just mentioning the drivers with the automatic transmissions can shift the car out of park into drive or R, reverse or race, whatever you'd like to call it. It's reverse. Whenever they wanted to. So, let's get into the automobiles registered in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, and those beautiful islands over there. Starts with an H. All of those cars that were sold and registered in those states, folks, have this problem. So, and even though I did not mention your state, I want you to make sure that you know that you can check yours. It costs nothing for you to on break only or in between hours here on Auto World, because I got some great information coming up on the next segment and the next hour. Of course, we're looking for donuts on the next hour, and you like donuts, you know you do. So anyway, you please do go around, and or the easiest thing to do. I want you to do this anyway. You can go around your car, see if you got brake lights, turn signals, etc. But get the VIN number off the door sticker, the driver's door sticker there. Just write down that big number and call your dealer, the service part in your dealer. Give them the number and say, hey, has this got that recall, brake light recall? I heard it here on Auto World. There you go. You get things that you might not get anywhere else. That's right, brake light switches. Yep, that's what it's all about. Got a little trivia for you before the garage door comes down right here on Auto World for the first hour. In 1922, first chrome-plated automobile bumpers and grills are on the Cadillac Sport Touring Car. This hard, shiny-coated, plated onto the metal surface is a mixture of chromium and other chemical elements, including nickel and copper, to give us chrome, that shiny silver stuff. That was back in 1922, folks. That was a couple, two, 3 years ago. Do you have any chrome? Hey, no, wait a minute. Let me just ask. Do you have any bumpers? Remember the old Camaro that had the split front bumpers on it? One little one over on the right side underneath the headlight. One over on the driver's side underneath the headlight. They called it split chrome bumpers on that Camaro. Maybe some of you might even have that Camaro sitting in that stall. I'd like to hear if you do. I'd like to hear about your first car here on Auto World, of course. What car, what year, make and model did you first buy, and, you know, that's a little trivia right there in itself. And you still have that first car. Why did you sell it? And maybe share with all of us the price that you did sell it for. I'll share mine. I'll start this bad boy going right now. My first one I still have. And paid, you ready for this? Paid a whole $400 of lawn mowing money for it. Still have it. What's it worth today? More than $400. Was it worth parking it, taking care of it, being a caretaker, kind of like, you know, you're just a caretaker for your automobile. I mean, it never goes away. We are who we are, and we like what we have. So take care of that first car, that second car. What kind of car do you have right now? What car are you looking for buying? That's a question that, let's throw that out right now. What kind of automobile are you looking for? The new electric, huh? How to get a hold of me and tell me? AutoWorldRadio at yahoo.com. That's the email. It's been here since many, many years. One word, AutoWorldRadio at yahoo.com. A little shout out real quick. In the third hour now, going to Spain, Louis Black, the president, founder, and CEO of El Monte Industries. We're talking about tungsten. Without tungsten, folks, you would not have a car. I want to thank everybody, of course, for helping me put and do Auto World each and every week before the garage door comes down. Of course, Axelrod Alex, he is the producer and chief engineer. He's the engineer of the show. It's General Motor George is the chief engineer. He keeps me wired, of course. Keeps all the electrical wires going all through the board. Audi Adam, always out taking care of my affiliates. Lug Nutley, the program director and marketing manager. Oh, yeah, he's always keeping the wheels on the wagon. T-Bird Ted, founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com. Oh, yeah, my makeup artist, Lion Lucy. She's always telling me I'm looking good. A personal chauffeur who gets me here. Yep, that's it. That is. Slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. Thank you, Sammy. Whew. Well, folks, look at that. The garage door is going down in the first hour, the second hour. We got donuts coming your way and a lot of them. Appreciate you being here. Drive safe, everybody, and motor on. See you next hour.
Oh, I'm bad. Amazing way.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you